Over 120 retired flag officers warn country is under assault from socialism and Marxism. By Christina Wong on May 11, 2021. Over 120 retired military flag officers warned in a letter Monday that the country is in deep peril and under tremendous assault from those believing in socialism and Marxism, and encouraged Americans to get more politically involved to act against it. Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty, the retired officers wrote. They slammed the 2020 election process and argued that Democrat House Bill H.R. 1 and its Senate companion Bill S. 1 would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to forever remain in power. They wrote. Without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Election integrity demands ensuring there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by state legislatures' approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures, etc. Today, many are calling such common sense controls racist in an attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections. Using racial terms to suppress proof of eligibility is itself a tyrannical intimidation tactic. Additionally, the rule of law must be enforced in our election processes to ensure integrity. The FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them as was done in 2020. Finally, H.R.1 and S.1, if passed, would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to forever remain in power, violating our Constitution and ending our representative republic. They also slammed the Biden administration for acting in a dictatorial manner by bypassing Congress with more than 50 executive orders reversing Trump administration policies and blasted excessive lockdowns, school and business closures, and censorship of written and verbal expression as direct assaults on Americans' fundamental rights. We must support and hold accountable politicians who will act to counter socialism, Marxism, and progressivism, support our constitutional republic, and insist on fiscally responsible governing while focusing on all Americans, especially the middle class, not special interest or extremist groups which are used to divide us into warring factions. They also weighed in on national security issues from the southern border, China, and energy. Illegals are flooding our country, bringing high economic costs, crime, lowering wages, and illegal voting in some states. We must re-establish border controls and continue building the wall while supporting our dedicated border control personnel. Sovereign nations must have controlled borders, they said. They called China the greatest external threat to America, and said establishing cooperative relations with the Chinese Communist Party, as the Biden administration is doing, emboldens them to continue progress toward world domination, militarily, economically, politically, and technologically. We must impose more sanctions and restrictions to impede their world domination goal and protect America's interests, they wrote. They also called for opening the Keystone Pipeline to regain energy independence. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline eliminates our recently established energy independence and causes us to be energy dependent on nations not friendly to us, while eliminating valuable U.S. jobs. We must open the Keystone Pipeline and regain our energy independence for national security and economic reasons, they wrote. They argued that the military should not be used as political pawns to protect the capital against a non-existent threat, and should not be forced to accept politically correct policies or critical race theory into the military at the expense of war fighting. We must support our military and vets, focus on war fighting, eliminate the corrosive infusion of political correctness into our military, which damages morale and warfighting cohesion, they wrote. They blasted anarchy in certain cities and called on Americans to support law enforcement personnel and insist that district attorneys, courts, and the Justice Department enforce the law equally, fairly, and consistently toward all. They also argued that the mental and physical condition of the commander-in-chief cannot be ignored. He must be able to quickly make accurate national security decisions involving life and limb anywhere, day or night, they said. 2021 Open Letter from Retired Generals and Admirals, May 9, 2021 by Christina Wong on Scribd. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.